Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, God bless us all here, Dr. Love here in this hot desert. Woo, it's like pushing 100 degrees. I got the fan off so I can hear me talking, and we'll see how this works out. And God bless us all. There's a little bit of a breeze, so I'm actually okay. If I start to mumble, somebody send me an email. Also, we got a hiccup. That Don, my wonderful engineer, best in the West, told me about. So the hiccup means that something in the programming will kind of phase off intermittently. And it happened in the last show. If it happens this show, just hang with it and it'll come back in again. It's not a permanent thing. May not even happen. So let's begin with a prayer. Lord, bless our work today. Show us the secret hidden truth about healing. Give us the power to heal ourselves and help the other people to heal. And bring us closer to you and your love and the spiritual beatitude, which is our birthright. And bless this show and make it work tonight. God bless. In his name, God bless you guys. In his name, amen. Okay. Now, for the FDA, let's take a moment. This show is not meant to cure disease, to diagnose disease, or to treat disease. If you have a disease, go to a licensed medical professional. And in certain states, you can go to a homeopath, a naturopath, that have a powerful license, the same as a medical doctor. And you can get nature cure from the naturopath. Or I even suggest go to a medical doctor who does naturopath or acupuncture or something like that. Okay. I'm the only person that you will meet who will tell you that me, is truly happy. I am. I'm truly happy. I'm a happy camper, happy dude. And I have peace of mind. I'm the only person you'll meet who says that he has peace of mind. And that's what I teach you how to do through my program, is to heal yourself so you too can be happy and not stuck in dealing with all this painful crap that you're dealing with. And you too can have peace of mind. Took me a long time to get there, and it took me a long time to figure out how to get there. But now I'm passing that on to my students and to you. That's the purpose of this show, is to orient you to this system. And I'm whole inside. I've integrated the missing pieces of myself. And I have my life work. The life work. Napoleon Hill said that each person has one thing that they can do better than anyone else on earth. And I'm doing the Bach flowers in the way that God has shown me to do them. I have the oldest classes in the world, 40 years, and the ongoing classes in the Bach flowers. And I do them with a special protocol that heals very satisfactorily and dramatically, more healing than you would see from other practitioners. And I teach you how to heal yourself. Everything centers around discovery of the self and healing of the self. The system is one of the best systems of healing on the planet Earth. My combination of about following these programs, these protocols, and I have to be very humble when I say this, but I've been doing this for about 4 years, and I think this stuff looks good. I use the Bach, I use the SAF, we use the alignment. We use a bunch of different things in a way that makes the material heal so you can heal yourself instead of having to stay stuck. Now, all that being said, you are the one who has to do the healing for yourself. I had a brother call me from Canada, and if you're listening, God bless you. And he was asking me about if the remedies can help him, if I think they can help him. You know, and I told him, I said, well, you know what? You're the one who has to want it. You're the one who activates it. You're the one who makes it happen because I don't heal you. You have to heal yourself. That's how the system works. I had one of the greatest honors in my life was to be invited to go and speak at the Naturopathic College 3 years in a row. Naturopathic medical school here, and I told the kids, you know, you have to heal yourself. Well, one of the ladies who's a student of mine who goes there, she said, Dr. Love, after so many months, she said, Dr. Love, I'm blown away. I thought that you were going to heal me. What I've come to find is that I have to heal myself. You got to want it. It's like going to college. If you're going to go to college, you got to want it. Otherwise, you never study anything. I can't do it for you. The remedies can't do it for you. Drugs are not going to fix you. Some highfalutin therapist from the Midwest is not going to fix you. You're going to have to fix yourself. And my job is to take these protocols and stimulate that to happen, show you how to do that. But we have a problem, and that is that most people don't want to process their own stuff. They want someone else to do it for them. They want a quick fix. Everybody wants a quick fix. Drugs, Prozac, that's a quick fix. Having a drink at night, that's a quick fix. But these things have terrible side effects. People don't want to process. People don't even believe that they need to process anything. Guy comes back from the war. Keep him up. But he starts taking drugs, start drinking. Taking the Prozac, whatever, starts drinking. He doesn't believe that he needs to process anything. But being a man, you know everything. You don't need to learn anything about yourself. But what do you do about all those traumas? What do you do when you kick the door down in Afghanistan and walk in, shoot all the males in the room? How do you handle that in your heart? I talked to a brother, and he saw his buddy get blown up, and then saw a little girl walking, a little three-year-old, four-year-old girl, toddler walking with a big coat on in the heat. And the Marine behind him said, shoot her. He said, man, I'm not going to shoot that girl. So the Marine shot her. She fell to the ground, and the handler, who was a short distance or 5 miles away, pushed the button, and she blew up. She's loaded with explosives. He was in so much shock. He's still in shock. Then I knew another vet who was taking fire. They were walking on the road, and they jumped into a culvert, into a culvert along the road, and they, one by one, his boys were being killed. And he was just in shock, and then there was only a couple guys on each side of him still alive, and he just freaked out. He passed out. And when he woke up, he told me everybody was dead. I guess the Viet Cong thought he was dead. And then he got up and brushed himself off and walked back to the base. How do you deal with something like that? His girlfriend told me I was the only person he ever told her. He never told her anything about the war. What happens is people don't want to process. You've got to process. You've got to connect the dots. You've got got to move through the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the stuff within yourself. The remedies don't fix you, heal you. I mean, in a sense they do, but they just trigger you to resolve stuff inside yourself. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me. She says the action of the remedies is to trigger and catalyze you to go ahead and process the issues that you need to process on the other self. I had a woman in Santa Monica who talked to me for about 15 minutes. She finally had become assertive. She came to my class. Finally, after about 4 months, was assertive. And I could tell the class, how did you do that? She talked for 15 minutes. Well, I decided to do this, and I confronted my daughter, and I confronted my boss, and I confronted my husband, and I decided to have these boundaries and stuff. When she sat down, I told the group, I said, notice, she never mentioned the remedies once. Not about the remedies. We don't worship the remedies. We worship God. It's God who's getting you through the remedies, kicking your butt and getting you to go ahead and process and go through the natural healing process on the inside of yourself that you need to go through to become assertive, to resolve your trauma, to resolve your depression, your anxiety, whatever. There's changes you've got to make inside yourself. But see, there's a problem. People don't believe that the disease and that the pain and that the suffering we have is from an emotional cause. Now, you know what? That's a natural law. It's a natural law. Just like the natural laws that make it where you can build an airplane and fly in the air. It's a natural law that the diseases come from the emotional. They come from the emotional spiritual conflict. They come from the karma. And we need to go, first of all, and I told the kids at the medical school, all the doctors that I have trained, naturopaths, chiropractors, and lots of medical doctors, guys, first thing you need to do when you sit down with a patient, listen to what they're telling. Look at the person, the anxiety, the fear, the depression, the guilt. That's what you need to fix because that's what's causing your disease. Here's a natural law I want to throw in here. So people don't want to deal with the emotional. We just don't want to deal with it. It's too much work. And we live in a tough guy, John Wayne culture, where you're supposed to be a tough guy. You don't have any feelings. I'm tough, man. I'm cool. I don't have any feelings. Like, just like James Bond, or John Wayne. I love them both when they're acting, but they don't feel. The charge you take in must be discharged. This is a natural law from Joseph Gagnon, who developed the SAN. Somebody kicks you, somebody lays some crap on you, an electric charge they put into you, you're gonna need to discharge it. And if you don't discharge it through working it through and processing, talking to a friend, journaling, I had a gal in Humboldt County, and she said her and her husband had a scream closet where they could scream all they want. If you don't take those electric charges that are negative that you've taken in, they're going to be discharged into your migraines or your stomach pains or your heavy periods or your back pain or whatever. Okay, here's another natural law. Everything begins with peace of mind. If you don't have peace of mind, you got nothing. You can be the wealthiest person, you have the nicest husband, you can be driving a hot Mercedes, you have the biggest house, you got nothing if you don't have peace of mind. Let me read your poem here. Pretty cool. Get us back into our heart. What is the meaning of your truth? Where is the place your lies will end and your truth begins? Where is the realness of your heart, the depth within your heart, the deep emotions that you one time had before your soul went numb, shut down, a zombie in the dead of night? the you that you once were, the self that's buried deep beneath the spinning ribbons of your mind, the way you used to feel so deep, and how you shut it out and put your heart to sleep. Oh, that's a cool point. Really cool. Everything begins with peace of mind. Everything begins, because how are you going to listen to the solutions being given to you by your own soul for all this trouble you're in if you don't have enough peace of mind to listen? Everything begins with knowledge of the self. We're running out trying to fix this and running over there trying to fix that condition. We don't realize that we draw this stuff from within ourselves. We draw these people who hurt us from within ourselves. We draw the pain. There's blueprints and patterns inside that's drawing all this pain to us. The situations and conditions in your life that you don't like, we draw that to us. Everything begins with knowledge of the self. It's the secret gateway that people don't know too much about. We need to learn about ourselves. The future, write this down if you're writing stuff down. The future is about the self. You come back 10, 15 years from now, everybody will be busting their butt, staring at the storm. This system and that system, learning about the self. Right now, it's like, hey, give me some money, give me some sex and money. Nothing wrong with a little bit of sex, a little bit of money. If it's the right time and the right place and it's clean. But everybody's crazy for sex and money to soothe the pain that they got going on. And now, everybody's too over busy. You can't even sit down and talk to somebody. They're running here. I gotta go. And there's nothing wrong with being a little busy, but you also need the peace of mind. There's a secret gateway. Physician, heal thyself. Learning to heal your own self. And most of the healers don't know about this. They spend all their time healing everybody else. I had a student, he had a lot of back pain. We had some back pain. He's busy running around healing everybody else. God bless him. And now he's taking care of himself. He spends mornings walking with his wife and spends times with his children. He has all this time for himself. His back pain's gone. The secret is that the reason God gives you all this pain and suffering is to get you to go through these changes and learn these lessons that God wants you to learn. Everybody knows how to heal everybody else, but no one knows how to go into their inner self and heal the crap and baggage on their inner self. We're going to talk about impatience today. The impatience remedy, which is really cool. It's one of my favorite. It's going to help you chill out and not push yourself so darn much. Let me jump into another poem here. Can you feel it? You know, we dealt with our parasitic infestation. We're now doing remedies to suck your energy and take your power. And we dealt with protection, the nine shielding remedies for protection. And they work really good. They're the best in the West. There's no protection techniques in the world. Now listen to me. There's no protection techniques in the world that they tell you about. Surrounding yourself with white light, whatever. Nothing equals these protection remedies of the bark flowers used according to proper protocol. That's 40 years of experience, doctor, and watching everybody work with these companies. People don't even know you need protection. And the other thing is that a lot of times when you're getting your energy sucked, you don't even know these people are sucking your energy. It's invisible. Most of the way the dragons or the inner demons or the inner, traumas, the mind sucks your energy and takes your power. desert in a way you can't even see. It's like Hitler came into Austria, took over Austria. People didn't even really see it. They didn't even understand. So, oh, yeah, come on in. And the next thing, he's moving the Jews out, running the country just like it was a, you know, a colony. They didn't see it coming. Well, Polish people, they didn't see it coming either. British people, they didn't see it coming either. Nobody saw it coming except for Churchill and John Kennedy wrote a paper at Harvard, blew everybody away, describing how the war was going. What a brilliant man. Read the book about him. It's called Arthur Schlesinger. It's called 1,000 Days. And Arthur Schlesinger was a famous writer. I think he was head of one of the great newspapers, journals. And Kennedy asked him to come and just be in all the meetings and stand beside him and be there as a historian. And when Kennedy died, he wrote this book. It's a cool book. Won the Pulitzer Prize. Can you feel it when they drain you, suck the life right out of you? There's a lot of times you don't feel it, you don't know. The way they take your power and leave you tired and drained and empty, where you were feeling good before, and then you went and talked to them, and you were weakened, and your strength was wasted in a box of sand. Somewhere inside, you know they use you. It's heat. The meaning of your life. As you walk among the cactus, soaking out the sun, sorting out your traumas and your baggage, and bathe in warmth and visions of the earth. Hold on, I got it. Turn the page, it's like playing the piano. Playing the piano, you gotta turn the pages yourself. Okay. You know, let me just take this clip off. There's an angry one to get. Okay. I don't mean my point, I mean the paper clip. Okay. Barely do you, this is how embarrassing, right? The whole show's interrupted by the fact you can't get the paper clip off. Barely do you notice how and when they drain you and suck the life right from you. The desert earth is filled with life. As little creatures scurry here and round, and rabbits, precious rabbits, moving softly like a poet of the earth, and flying things, and little squirrels that jump and run, and love to feast on bread I toss into their hearts. So sneaky how they suck your energy and take your life force from your heart. You're tired and weakened from the strain, the very people who've been draining you, the very people who you sleep to know. Let me do another poem. Then we're going to get to impatience. Why don't you look inside and see yourself and see your baggage and your garbage and what it really is? Learn to work on yourself. Why don't you heal so you can finally come into your power and finally be yourself, your own true self, and finally be the person you were meant to be? You have a lot of issues, lot of darkness and all this hurting from the movies and the drama, high drama, and the traumas of your life. It's time you go inside and learn to work on who you are. Advance, improve, and change, and finally learn to grow. Learn to process all this sticky stuff, these stuck emotions and your toxic records you have held that have held you back for years. Why don't you rise up from your sleep and start to work on who you really are? Advance along the school of life and finally let the force of life flow up and through your heart to clear your patterns and your blueprints and finally heal the massive chaos that you held inside too long, so long. And open up your mind, a mind so closed, shut down and locked. So finally you can be a person in her power, a person who is finally free. Okay, so let's jump over and take up the Impatience Remedy. Cool Remedy. I have some cool stories to tell you about the Impatience Remedy. Let's see. And then we're going to go into the details. Let's do your Impatience stories. Okay. There was a baby. And I used to treat this woman. She was Orthodox Jewish. She had 8 babies, and we gave remedies for all the children and herself and her husband. And but she had this newborn, and the baby was dominating and impatient, demand to be fed, demand to nurse, just had the nurses, like, so impatient and so bossy and dominating. She was driving me crazy, this baby screaming, bossing me around, too impatient to wait. So we gave baby impatience. In England, they call it impatiens, wild impatience flower. And we gave baby some dominating remedies. So she came back for her remedies next month. And I said, well, how'd that work with baby? And she said, well, she said, the baby will demand impatiently to nurse. And I look over at him, and he smiles, and he gets quiet and waits. Now, is that a cool impatience story or what? Hey, Don, let's hold off on the break. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Okay, good, good, good. I'm talking behind the scenes to my wonderful engineer, Don, who's best in the West. Okay, impatient baby. Now, if you have a child that's impatient, they're going to be hyper. Like, they call them hyperactive kids. The hyper personality is like fidgety and just moving fast. F-A-S-T. Fast, fast, fast. Always in a hurry. Impulsive, going hard, doing this, doing that. There's going to be 2 remedies to heal that piece. We got vervain, who's dominating and fast. And we got impatient, who's excited and impatient and fast. I gave impatience to a doctor who went to Washington, D.C., and a medical doctor, and spoke before the Congress. And his driver, his assistant called me and said, Dr. Sellers, very famous doctor. That was when I was in L.A. working on movie stars and everything, my claim to fame. Because I don't care about that kind of stuff anymore. I just work on human beings. People tell me God, tell God, the people who God tells me to work with. Anyway, so his assistant called me and said, Dr. So-and-so said he's so impatient. He's yelling at the limousine driver. He's yelling at everybody. He's impatient. He snatches things out of people's hands. He's so embarrassed. He said, you ain't got the remedy? I said, yeah. You tell him that he's seeing how impatient he really is. And this was like 3 or 4 days. he was seeing how impatient he really was, which was the beginning of the healing. I had an attorney in L.A. when I was in San Marcos. Man, he was like the most impatient person I ever met. Boy, I mean, you'd bite your lip being in the room with him. At the end of about 8 months, and he was verbal too, and he was dominating, and he was a courtroom fighting, litigating attorney, but he was impatient. One of the most impatient people I've ever met. In about 8 months, he was no longer impatient. Now that is called a thorough constitutional transformation, where you take the deepest acting character defect of the personality, and you switch that over to a positive. It takes about 6 months, 8 months on average, something like that. And so he went from being impatient to a person who's laid back. And he also quit the courtroom fighting stuff and got a job just going through legal contracts for a company. And as long as I knew him, I met him about another 2 years later. None of the impatience came back. None of his hyper came back. None of the workaholic came back. And he was a laid-back California guy. His migraines never came back. And his back pain, because we were doing massage, and his back pain and body pain never came back. God gave him that pain as a wake-up call because he needed to enter the school of life, which is what the Egyptians called their spiritual schools. They were always next to the temple, the school of life. In the school of life, he needed to learn how to chill out and quit being so fanatical and pushing, and chill out. It was like really cool, too cool for school. I had a guy in Montana, total workaholic. He was a student. He was like one of the most impatient people I've met in a long time. And we worked together for a year. When the year was over, he was laid back Montana guy, and when the winter came and he couldn't work, he just puttered around the house and could do jobs, but he was moving slow and enjoying his life. Because if you're busy and rushing, you can't enjoy your life. The impatient people always feel there's something out of the door. All the three workaholic people, and we took up Vervain last week, this 2 week it's impatience, and there's Rockwater next week. Those are the three remedies of the workaholic group, of the driven group. People are driven, and they always feel there's something they got to be doing. So when it's time to rest and to relax, because the healing that you need to get that in the Zen space, the hang-it-out space. So if you went over to the Dalai Lama, and you wanted to interview him in his ashram over in Nepal, right? These boys wouldn't be running around. Oh, I got to make a phone call. Oh, I got to get some emails out. No, those people are still and slow. He's a Zen master. They got his boys around him. They're Zen masters, and they're teaching their students how to slow down and get into the Zen space. That's where the healing happens. If you're rushing around and healing, if you're rushing around doing things, you can't get healed. Imagine going to your chiropractor and saying, okay, I need you to heal me. I need you to fix my back, but I got to drive into Phoenix, so get in the car with me and fix my back while I'm driving into Phoenix. Ain't no way. You got to go get into the Zen space, lay on the chiropractic table, put all your deadlines on the shelf, and go into the being space, being, not doing. So let's go into the remedy in patience. But I got another point. This is a great point. Your job now is to heal yourself. The age of enlightenment is coming on, but you're still stuck back in your ancient records, your toxic filth of trauma, and this heavy weight of darkness that you carry in your bones. Why don't you want to work on you and get rid of all these traumas from the past and all these shadows of the heart? Do you enjoy to carry so much pain? Do you relish this anxiety and hurt? Do you delight in all this inner pain and having all these toxic, ugly places in yourself? You like it? Is your pain your friend? Your little puppy dog? It is all you got? How much you hurt? How you ate inside is all you've got? So get up off your sorry butt and quit indulging in the whining wallow and always feeling sorry for yourself. It's time to get up in the driver's place, the whining and the sickness of your attitude, and finally let it go. Time to climb up on the rocket ship. Time to head up into outer space, where the air is cool and the healing floats like water from a sweet, sweet mountain stream. Okay. So let's take a look at impatience. Okay. The impatience remedy. So when you're doing the butt flips, that match the temperament of the person to the description of the remedy. So the first thing, are you in a hurry? Impatience and also burping. Always in a hurry. Sometimes Uncle Ben is so intense, pushing, rushing, hurrying, a man puts himself in a frenzy. So an impatient person, in a sense, is in a frenzy. They got to do this. They have to hurry and do that. You know, on the East Coast, they say, if it's to be, it's up to me. In the Zen space, we say, if it will be, it will come to me. So you ask, are you impatient by nature? And one of the questions I always ask is, do you drive fast? The worst thing you can do, impatient person, put them in a little square metal box and ask them to put their hands on the steering wheel and just sit there. Oh, driving crazy. They're rushing and driving quick here and driving quick there. Quick in mind and action. Impulsive, impetuous. Impatient person acts without thinking. They just rush here and rush there. They rush in something they shouldn't be rushing into. Intense pushing and rushing and hurrying. Bobby put herself into a frenzy. So the impatient person is pushing herself and rushing and hurrying. Then they get angry, too, because the frustration that they feel. They got to hurry up and do this and hurry because they got to go do that. And they got other things on the list they got to do. And all this impatience and all this frustration, then they get real angry. So this is one of the remedies you can use for anger. Frustration when things don't move fast enough. Things are so slow. They're going too slow. They always feel like things are going too slow. You're too slow. Why don't you hurry up? Why don't you move faster? They want things to be done without hesitation or delay. Yesterday. The lady wants it yesterday. They want everything done immediately. They're together people. They just want things and they just can't let go. And going, see, the only way you can be happy and have peace of mind is to have access to the Zen space. Richard Gere, the famous actor, remember in Pretty Woman? As soon as he's done with the movie, he goes over to study with the Dalai Lama in Nepal. They don't even have telephones. Everything is slow and silent and peaceful. So he can get himself calm and centered in himself. And then in 6 months or so, he'll come back and do another movie. God bless him. Wants things to move faster. So this is a greed for more. You know, this is one of the remedies for greed. Bach said the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, selfishness, and greed. And this one of your greed remedies. Because you want more. You want more instead of relaxing and letting it come to you. And you've seen the woman who steps out and says, I've been alone for so long. I need to have a boyfriend now. Or it's time for me to be married. You go, oh my God, this woman's in trouble. She's going to drag somebody up. It's going to be the wrong person. I had a girlfriend one time in Montana who told me that she did a survey with everybody in the church. There's 1,000 people at the morning service, 1,000 people at the second morning service. And she went and talked to people. She said, none of them were sleeping together in the same bed. They had separate bedrooms. Well, if you're going to marry somebody, you need to be able to sleep in the same bed with them. Well, I think everybody jumped the gun because they said, it's time. I want it. And patience. And you want to heal that so you can just relax. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens in its timing. You want to flow with the Tao. You want to learn to flow with God's plan. Ma'at, the divine, oh God, what was it? Back in ancient Egypt, divine order, that's what it was. And they say, God's will, God's plan. You want to flow with that. You can be able to relax, go into the Zen space to tune into that. You can push your way. You can push your way in a new occupation. You can push your way into a relationship. You can push your way in a new car. But these things may turn on you because it's your will, not the Tao, not God's will. Pressure to achieve and accomplish. If it's to be, it's up to me. You go to a party on the East Coast. So what do you do? And what they want to hear is, well, I'm an international lawyer and I deal with legal contracts between multinational corporations and I fly over the world, all over the world, and I'm a multimillionaire. And they go, oh, that's wonderful. They don't want to hear you say, well, I'm a mother, or, well, I'm not really doing much of anything, or, well, I'm just being me. No. Your value is what you've accomplished. And that's one of the sins of our society because, you know, my father, God bless him, my father told me, this beautiful bunny is right outside my door. Oh, my God. My father told me before he died, he said, son, well, it doesn't matter to me what you do or don't do. He said, I just want you to know, and Bunny's gone now, but God, I'm darling. I just want you to know, he told me, how much I love you. And it's not hinging on whether you do it or don't do it or you achieved or anything like that. He kind of got me off the hook on that. That's like really cool. That's the way I live. If I'm rich, I'm happy. If I'm poor, I'm happy because I got the peace inside of me. I must achieve and accomplish something in order to like myself. So achievement and accomplishment with the drive remedies are more important than you being who you are. More important than being. Doing is more important than being. When in reality, we need a combination of doing and being. Let me stop doing that point. You have to do what they want to be in control, again, the way they want it done. Because they control you, sit on top of you, and dominate the very beating of your heart. You'll get to be yourself, your own true self, when streams flow down into the wilderness, when voices call with rings of love, when stars speak out the wisdom of the night. Someday, you'll finally be the person who you really are, the person you were really meant to be. Okay. Sweet. More concerned over what one has done or what one is doing than who one is. See, because for the healing, you have to learn to love yourself. That means if you're fat, you gotta love yourself being fat. If you're not doing something, you gotta love yourself doing that. If you're a mother, you gotta love yourself doing that. If you're young, if you're old, if you're pretty, if you're ugly, you wanna learn to love yourself. and be yourself. And the impatience person can't do that because they're all in that shape that they got to get this and that and the other done so they can get the love they need. And even still, they don't love their house. It's like the guy, well, he's got a cabin up on the lake, but he never goes there. Yeah, because he's a workaholic. No value in relaxation. So this attorney was tense beyond tense. He took the impatience. He took all three of the drug remedies, rock, water, patience, and perfect. And he took some of the dominating remedies, I remember, and some shielding remedies. At the end of 8 months, he wasn't impatient. And he was relaxed. When I was in L.A., I taught all, and when I was in my massage schools, I taught everybody, you can get rid of the muscle tension on the lat. Nobody knows this. It blows right over everybody's head. You can get rid of the muscle tension a person has by using the appropriate remedies, like the impatience remedy if they're impatient, because they're going to be real tense. If they're an impatient person, I took vervain and vine. I remember those two. I may have taken impatience too. For 8 months in 1978, and I got deep massage, and after 8 months, all the body tension left my muscles. And to this day, I have never had body tension ever again. It's something that can be done. And I taught all my guys in my massage class how to do it. And I'm teaching my guys in my homeopathic certification how to do this healing. Most of my students who have body tension and pain are able to let go of their pain without anybody ever working on them. Because the root cause, say here, the root cause comes from the impatience. As you heal the impatience, then there's no longer a need for the pain, for God to give you pain in order as a wake-up call to get you to heal your impatience. The impatient person lives off of the lists that they have for daily achievement. Big lists, long lists, and then move through them real quickly. Goal-oriented, career-oriented, activity-oriented, project-oriented, not interested in downtime or hanging out time. You can take an impatience person or a workaholic person, take them over to Hawaii for a vacation, and they're laying on the beach, and you walk up and say, oh, okay, listen now. We got a little beach time in. We got 30 minutes more for the beach time, and then we have to meet our friends at the restaurant exactly at 6:30, and we'll be at the restaurant, and we'll watch the show, and then I want to walk around Honolulu, and then we need to be back and be in bed by 10 o'clock tonight. I mean, dude, you go to Hawaii, you're supposed to just lay there on the beach, and when you get hungry, maybe you get up and all your Polynesian paralysis and mosey your way down to the restaurant. And if you feel like doing something later, you're supposed to relax. That's the Zen time. But the impatience person, the workaholic person, the drive person, the street remedies, they can't do that. So there's no value in relaxation. I had my ex-wife's father told us we were going to give him impatience, and he said, I don't want to take it. I said, why not? He said, well, because if I quit being impatient, I won't be able to get anything done. Kind of a negative attitude, isn't it? It was very tense. Pressure to always be doing. You can't relax. Tense all the time. Pressure to achieve. Pressure to accomplish. Delayed gratification. I'll be happy when I get this thing. I'll be happy when we can make this thing happen. If only I can make this thing. If only I get married, I'll be happy. If only I can have a man, I'll be happy. If only I can get a car, I'll be happy. You're always looking that you're going to be happy when you get the stuff that you're trying to get, or you do the stuff you're trying to do. You can just relax and be you and breathe the air. And put your feet in the water and walk in the sun. You can't do that if you're an impatient or workaholic person. Hey, let me tell you, we're getting close to the end. Let me tell you about my courses. First of all, I want to say I've opened up some time for consultations. If you want a reading, if you want a consultation, call me up. We'll work something out, and I'll see if we can help you. As a personal one-to-one-on-one, my number 406-585-0774. My website, drericlove.com. If you want my two books, you call me up, send me an email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. My two books, The Art of Healing, Physician Heal Thyself, everybody loves those two books. Anya, one of my students, wonderful students in England, last week honored me by telling me she is going back and reading them for the second time, which I think is just too cool for school. They are very helpful, and everybody reads them, so they learn a lot from them. It'll give you the basics of this program. It's the center point of my certification program, which is a one-year certification program. We give a certified homeopath. We give a certified herbalist. We give a certified nutrition consultant and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And what we do, it's an apprenticeship, not your regular schooling. It's an apprenticeship. I think you're going to learn better. And you and I talk an hour a week for the whole year. And I sit beside you, hold your hand, and walk you through the healing process on the inside of the inside of self so you can see it. Because when you're going to help walk somebody else through the process they need to go through, you need to have seen it on the inside of yourself. There's some books you read. We ask for 25 case histories. Within about 3 months, you'll be up and working with other people and getting real good results. It's a cool program. If you're interested in that, our certification program from the Academy of Healing, you can call me, write me, get in touch with me. DrEricLove.com, got my numbers and everything. And I'll explain to you how the certification program works. I've been doing that since 1995, and I've developed this program to where it's one of the hottest programs in the entire world. And during that year, you will learn it, and you will get, promise everybody, the most dramatic healing of your adult life. So that's my little commercial. And let me read a poem, and we'll end with some more jabbering about the impatient remedy. Why don't you quit being so dag-burned negative? How could some good or wonder or beauty ever come to you when you're so negative? Always looking at the bad, but nothing's good. And nothing good will come of this. But do it once again. Instead of being positive, holding in your mind the image of your good things coming down the road for you, like happiness and resolution of the struggles of your life. With you, so negative, no way that you will ever heal. You only get the mess you think about, recreated on the screen of space, over and again. The chaos in your mind you think and think and think about will take to matter and be real. And no healing, just the darkness that you fester in your breath and in your heart, the sickness of your attitude and filth of what you think. And think about. Okay, a few more things about impatience, and then we're going to end the show for today. The impatient personality, when they're working with other people, always feels that the other person's going too slow. So they're just really upset working with other people. They feel you're going too slow. And so they're always trying to get you to go faster. There's a result. Mom always tries to hurry us up. She says we're moving too slow. They're always trying to speed everybody up because they're real impatient. Prefers to work alone. Alone to work at own pace. Aversion to company. They like to be alone. Everybody's going too slow. So they won't be with people because everybody's going too slow. They call this a type A personality. You got a type A personality. You want to heal with your type A personality. You would use one or more of the three drive remedies. Acquired impatience, grouping, workaholic. He pushes himself and puts pressure on himself that things need to get done. So he can never relax because there's always something going to be done. Over effort. So this is one of the things about the workaholic remedy. There's strain and over effort. So they're going to pull a muscle. They're going to pull tendon. You know, they're going to pull something or strain themselves too hard. Okay. I have been notified by Don, my wonderful, wonderful engineer, that we got 1 minute. So let me just sum up by heart to heart with you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to finish up impatience next week. And I wish you healing from the bottom of my heart. I wish you to be able to resolve the pain and the hurt and the suffering that you carry. And I'm here to help you and share with you in any way that I can. So I wish you well, and thank you for coming and joining us in our show on this warm desert evening in Arizona in the middle of nowhere. God bless us all, and God bless you.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.